Naked Family Sex Show for 5-Year-Old Children Cancelled After Backlash. By Kurt Zindelka on April 20, 2022. A leftist theater troupe has cancelled their scheduled performance of the family sex show for children as young as 5 years old featuring nudity and covering topics such as sex and LGBT theories on gender following an intense backlash from the public. On Tuesday, it was announced that the family sex show, which was scheduled to be staged at the Tobacco Factory Theatre in Bristol and the Egg Theatre in Bath, England in May, has been cancelled, with organisers claiming to have received unprecedented threats and abuse. The theatre troupe This Egg described their show as a fun and silly performance about the painfully awkward subject of sex, exploring names and functions, boundaries, consent, pleasure, queerness, sex, gender and relationships. Organizers suggested that the show would be suitable for children as young as 5, despite featuring naked performers and covering sex in detail. The group's website also hosts a glossary of terminology to supposedly educate children on sexual concepts, including terms such as hand job, squirting, and cum. Touting their leftist bona fides, the show claimed to be informed by an intersectional, feminist, non-binary, anti-racist and sex-positive take on relationships and sex education. The Family Sex Show also hosts a podcast in which they promote LGBT ideology, introducing each host by their gender pronouns and even apologizing to future listeners if their language has become dated and offensive. Topics covered by the podcast include pornography and pleasure. The planned performance drew considerable public backlash after it was highlighted by the anti-woke Reclaim Party's Lawrence Fox, who promoted a petition to shut down the show, which to date has already amassed over 39,000 signatures from the public. Following the backlash, a statement posted on the Tobacco Factory Theatre website on Tuesday stated, "Performances of the family sex show by the SEG at Tobacco Factory Theatres have been cancelled. This is due to the unprecedented threats and abuse directed at our building and team. We are sorry for the disappointment this causes to those who've booked. You will be contacted and refunds will be made available." Responding to the statement, Lawrence Fox wrote on social media, "Threats and abuse? Or a visceral hatred of child sexual exploitation? You choose. We are watching." Defending the supposed lewd content of the show, a spokesman for the theater company told the local Bristol Post that they crafted the family sex show with input and guidance from education and safeguarding specialists. "The nakedness in the show was not of a sexualized nature," the spokesman added. On social media, This Egg went on to say that while the spring tour of the show has been cancelled, the group is still planning on putting on private performances and intend on staging the show for the public in the future. Leftist theater troupes in Britain have previously come under criticism for targeting children with lascivious content. In a notable example, the Redbridge Central Library in London hosted the anti-racist performance arts group Mandinka, in which a man paraded around children in a rainbow monkey suit with a dildo attached to the front of his costume. The event was held as a part of the library's Summer Reading Challenge, which they put on in collaboration with the World Wildlife Fund, WWF. The organizers described it as a very special nature-themed challenge that will inspire you to stand up for the planet. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.